The Midday Show. Stay tuned for that coming in now.
Monday, January 30, 2017. Good afternoon and welcome to your program Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. And me now presenter Fatima Sise for today's edition of the program Midday Show. Well, like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment waiting for you inside the program Midday Show. No go no way, continue for day with me, Fatima Sise, inside this one. Yourself for the listing can be part of the program by way how you go send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Send a text message in case you get question or comment on any of the issues that we discuss inside the program this afternoon. I will continue with the program and now not time for start with the news.
For Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now on a time for news brief with me, Sapti Yukalon. The acting principal for St. Peter's Agric Junior Secondary School inside Bombali District, Karim Moses Kabudon, called on government through the Ministry of Education for approve the school after 10 years where he said they don't operate. The Business Development Officer na Saloon Stock Exchange, Jibril Sise, say by end of 2017, but 10 more company them go don join the stock exchange markets in the country. The registrar of pharmacy board Saloon Wilshire Johnson say the board together with police they begin arrest anybody where they catch they sell tramadol if not to license pharmacy then get. And Magistrate Santigi Bangoa don't send 2 people going at the mail correctional center because police allege say they go wound 3 people and thief property then will cost over 11 million leones. That's a news brief for you to listen to. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. With me, Sapti Yukalon.
Well, if you just join me inside the program from the news, the program will still listen to Namide Show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. On the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl and safe you can go na Radio Democracy Facebook page, you go get all the program the world they do na this fine station. I continue with the program and now na time for we first music break inside the program Midday Show.
Kingfisher man grab the microphone stand again. Hey, you surprised? I won't let you wait. I won't let you wait. Oh, I won't let you wait. I won't let you wait. Oh, I won't let you wait. Hear this. Me say me went to a chilling in a bad man town. People them plenty, but them face them frown. They say Mr. DJ now they play better sound. Old man see them, the place now they jam. Look all around, I say the place be ram. But just like a funeral, they all see them. Where you go me, I ask the question. So then, a young girl shout,
Papa Tisha, now you will get it. Papa Tisha, wait till you get it.
And when you say,
Papa Tisha, you can do it.
Little girl, I won't let you wait. Papa Tisha, they do things great. Now the chili, they start, I won't let you wait. Papa Jama, big boys and big girls around, I won't let you wait. Cause this no one, Papa, I won't let you wait. Oh. I say me hot
hotter than paper.
Now now the chili they start I want lay wait. Now now the chili they warm I want lay wait. I want lay wait oh I want lay wait.
I see me hotter than paper.
I want lay wait oh I want lay wait.
Come me say bad man come me say bad girl come. The two of them a meet up in a bad man town. The two of them they get free. Bad man down. Forget say Pumpa Fisha, man, me still get it down. Engineer just a blast up the sound. The liku-liku girl, them a wind up and down. Sexy, sexy girl, them a wind up and down. They move them body like a snake on the ground. Everybody just a wind to the sound. People then they jump in, people then they holler. But one Pumpa Fisha say me hang on me corner.
Awale You Wait by King Fisher. And that's the music we are do for you inside the program Midday Show. As I continue with the program, and not forgetting that Midday Show is still a listen to. It come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sl. I push the program, and now I start with CCYA. Center for the Accountability of Youth Activities, CCYA, and Search for Common Ground. For about 2 years now, don't they get gang to woman the way popa smack na 3 districts then na the country. Usai woman them na this side, don't they get challenge for access land for do them farm work. CCYA and them partner them, been pick Pujong, Potloko and Bombali district, usai them go get sabi for do business and other thing them to over 180 poor woman them. Usai the woman they are na Pujong district say from 2015 where CCYA and Search for Common Ground don't they give them couple they don't able for give them over 43 million loans for do business and this then say don't make they don't they able for do plenty activities them where then say don't they help for push them life them go before. We own Elizabeth Ali Blangu been there in be there na this 3 districts outside CCYA be they get training. So the woman they are and self put this report together.
First thing, we not be the do things there for we self. If you not get money, where something can happen to pass you go to us. But the NCCA, where they be done to anyway, they don't give money to we for do business. Now that money they will they leave inside.
They can't help with the woman there. We not be understand but putting they can't sensitize we let we know rights. Let we go able to get one word.
Then voice here and a vulnerable woman them wait up in a remote community them inside Pujon district. Where they talk about the over 43 million loans microfinance project and how these projects don't push their life go before. Where the projects are empowering women to identify protection strategies in Sierra Leone's industrializing rural district. These are 2 year projects where they carry on a 3 districts them in the country. Pujong, Potloko and Bombali district. Where the Center for the Coordination of Youth Activity, CCYA, and Search for Common Ground they implement, where about 180 women them in the district here don't they benefit from.
How they have been to stand on me name that? Are they turning on my name? Me not charity for Muroma Group, CCYA. Every time then they can't learn you for the business. Since where they don't give you this money here, it don't help you too much. It don't make you picking then they go to school fine. We serve, they eat fine. We they sell soap, they get profit per now with every month done. We they have money. When at 14,000, we can't go to a bank.
First time when we be sit down here. For if we see bread sell for it, pass we sell now. But during this process now, we don't get we own bakery now. We they make bread now. Yeah. If middle night sell, if you reach at this time, you want bread and coffee, you could get a 2 weeks. So this training don't make. We don't sabi how for make bread because with the profit inside.
The business first thing, we get money, but we not able for doing business. How much do they buy? How much of the profit will they get? The land where CCYA don't land we, it do sell with mine now. The land we say, if they give 2 block for maker, give 100 girl you. How you do? Work inside that 2 block day. And inside they will work. We free for talk now because they don't land me. First day where they come, they go be they push up for vendors. But right now, CCYA don't make now, and they say this now with a haste in hand.
Now, my name is Famata Asowa. CCYA, they tell you now, but thank you. Because some of you will be here. First thing is for all 500,000 of you. Business, they go up, they go before.
My name is Muna Tukone. I'm from the Mali Ade, Pujan District.
Ade, see, peace don't count. That money don't make now, first, you know, they sick now, you die. Try that, and they be the apple. Now, where we post in sick no more? If we see, say no more, that post, A day among we will not the left door die. With the work inside, we mend that post, the way you can no more that money they would be too for you. Inside 1 week, then they don't have now more than 5 cents. But Friday, na corner will be there. But now we don't begin to expose yourself. Not to Pambado, for let we develop it.
I'm not a sower, me again. This business, what would they do? I want to improve. Me money, if they give me small one, now I'm going to do business, so I'm going to get profits. And I can monitor them back. Then why they don't try for we will see why and talking wrong.
As you serve down your use on panditing them where the woman them don't explain. But how the over 43 million Lyons microfinance project don't develop the life. Then woman Diana Pujaun district and Malin chiefdom say, even though they're glad with the kind development where they happen inside their business where they do, but raise some concern them to CCYA and search for common ground. We make them say CCYA and search for common ground for Arpad and couple so that they go able to get profits where they go they keep in a bank every month.
Why is it come here for go? You go on at 20,000, come back 20,000, and 40,000. So now, the major point where we know they get good interest. Because the interest all they left inside transportation. So we want to add this money more. That transportation business, now they put to the end.
The transport for the motor car for going and go, going to be a deal. They beg them, let them put more money for that money where they don't give for, let it go before.
Inside this two-day refresher training at then 3 districts there, where CCYA and search for common ground do, now for make them know how far the woman they don't go for push them business and self talk to them but law them but woman, and reproductive health business. This the executive director for Center for the Coordination of Youth Activity. Golokata start for talk about why they choose them vulnerable women they are and then 3 districts they are.
We realize say then communities they are, I mean land more been there to the use of women. We are traditional farmer then. So when communities they don't carry not take big amount of land them, with them women they are they not get access to land again. And as a result, then it's much more farm work they do the neighbor do again. So they help them, one, for make them able for come together in what we call women's own empowerment centers. So that they go form association and then self go able for be empowered for make them able for undertake micro projects that we will help them and the community. Then self go able for engage community leaders and engage the institutions where they do business and they place them. So that one day, nine, we and Talking Drums, you don't come together for help the woman there. And at each of them communities there are 60 women they will deal with. And amongst the 60 women there, we get big women them, young women them, but we also get people that will not be affected by Ebola. This project is a 2-year project. It starts in 2015, October, and it goes down in September 2017. In the course of this period, each group gets 43,400,000. An equivalent of about $7,000. And we don't leave them, we don't give them the support, they leave do their business. This period, yeah, we don't return back. The woman, they're agile, they're active. We see her yesterday. They begin and come, they benefit. I think, say, now that one, they really, now in have been the core of this project.
The executive director for CCYA, Golokata, say, then glide with the kind way how the woman they are so don't they handle them business them. Then get other couple where then go give to the woman they are for address them, concern them. This support come out from the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Women, Peace and Security. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the report.
Well, from that report, the way we own Elizabeth Ali Blango put together, outside woman and a 3 districts them don't they benefit from support, business support, where CCYA together with Search for Common Ground don't they get to them. We they go now to another issue and we they go now Rotary Club. Over the weekend, the Rotary Club now free to be give 6 million Lyons check within them for it and close them. So old people, now the old people's home, now the Sierra Leone Society for the Welfare of the Aged, now grafting for help get rent to the old people here, now this home. We on Wani Gao Jabidede and put this report together.
Well, now so old people them na the old people's home na grafting. We welcome member them na the Rotary Club of Freedom. Where we go na the club for go rub skin with them old people here, and self give them copper and other thing them for eat.
George Lewis na the president for the Rotary Club of Freetown. We talk about the team them when they go donate to the old people, yeah.
So we bring 3 gallons of 5 gallons of palm oil, so that could be 15 gallons in total. We get 2 5-gallon of oil, cooking oil. We get 7 bags of rice. We get 1 Christmas hamper. We get plenty, plenty, plenty old clothes them, some new ones as well. Then, and shoes, and handbags. Okay, clothes. We get sardines. We get sugar. We get mayonnaise. We get water. We get lunch or meat. So una go discover me when they can bring present for me. I never let for let and tell me all which they bring. So we left farm una self go discover which they bring. But in addition to all of that, we also bring 1 check. I don't know that I go hand the check. So to Mrs. Dean, on behalf of the Rotary Club of Freetown, we are like for present to you this check of 6 million.
Wow. George Taylor Lewis same way so be talk about the reason we make all ten and kingi support to them old people, yeah.
We don't come out, sound ourselves don't come out, and we reach to sound ourselves don't reach. We pray God say we all go see old age, and we hope say when we self reach with old age, we'll get the same facilities them, people that we go remember we, people that we care for we, people that we take time for see say we self get smiles on the face. So now so Naimekla will come. And we gladly foresee how the place stand, all side fine, all side clean, not so possible for spend in old age. First we old, not for this day, so side we nobody not remember them. So as Rotarians, we get old people then we heart. A part of the part of the service we would render to humanity for take care of old people. And that make we come.
The admin officer and the Society for the Welfare of the Aged and Adin say the support come the right time because he say the ombi don they get some challenge them. Where with this support, then go able for solve some of them problem them where them be get.
We always look forward to this visit, but this particular one, it grand, it really grand. Although every year, I know remember all the other years when they don't come, but this one, yeah, big pass all the other years, and we're always grateful when they can come. What make I go say big pass all the other ones? Because even the president come, with so many other members, and we hold position at the Rotary Club, where they come, they look and distribute vests, give the residents them and officers them, where everybody puts on. You can see how we all look good. Yes. As I don't say, now the finance line have a problem. This wire don't come in very handy, so we're not wondering set for pay February salary. Because January we don't clear. But February coming, now we all head been on the young, say, we'll go get money. But with this one now, and I know say some other people in the out there.
And the same way, so we end up calling Soriat organization them for the member them because he say, plenty tenant can get challenged with copper business.
Well, we main challenge now finance, because without that, we're not able for pay staff regularly, and pay staff we commensurate with the type of job we then they do. So now that China we main, so yeah, it's as anybody out there, we get bank account number, anybody can walk into local commercial bank and ask, say, you want to pay any amount of money into our account. We go welcome that. But for foodstuff and other things, we still welcome anything where anybody gets. Make anybody out there just think of if you're running a home, you get your old person, where they take care of what you go need, you bring them.
I be same way, so talk to the old people, them we benefit directly from this support, and this now waiting they say.
So very, very happy. So appreciative of them. At a time like this in this country, all the year, but people hate, here is love demonstrated to us. Not in words, but in action. You get that?
Yes, sir. We tell you now, Bokuboku, thank you. We pray that God will add more funds for our funds, the one I don't take for send for it. In the name of Jesus.
So we tell them thank you. At my that they really, that they put. to a place that their pockets go full for keep doing more and more.
For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Waniga Oja, the report.
Well, that's now report where Waniga Oja puts together. Outside the Rotary Club, he go give some couple and safe thing them for eat and close them for wear. So some old people them now the old people's home na grafting. I they continue with the program and the program is still listening to Nami the show. And it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Not forget to say you yourself where they listen. Can ask question or send comment to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. And you can as well get to the Radio Democracy Facebook page and surf on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. I will continue with the program and now I will go inside stock exchange business. The business development officer at the Saloon Stock Exchange, Jibril Sisedon, say, by the end of 2017, the Saloon Stock Exchange would only list 10 or more companies them for join the stock exchange market in the country. Jibril Sise talk this into one interview with we reporter Abdullahi Bla, who say he be talk about how the Saloon Stock Exchange they work now for bring more companies them na the Saloon Stock Exchange. And this is a good help for improve on the country economy. He talk more to we own reporter Abdullahi Bla.
Name now Jibril Sise, Namina, the business development officer for the Saloon Stock Exchange. A stock exchange, as we know, na a place usai companies them, if you understand, big companies, small companies, SMEs, where they do business, but they don't get enough capital for raise, for do the business, for either the one for expand the business, or sometimes they want for put more money part of the business for develop, or sometimes they want for basically undertake a project, maybe they want build something, you know, as part of the business, but they don't get enough money. Most times what in company will do, they will say, well, I'm going to a commercial bank, go lend money. We go loan this money, sometimes the interest rates can be very, very, very high. So the stock exchange now another opportunity to raise that capital there. What that basically means is that they give access to the general public, let them buy shares in your company. That shares is what we call the ownership in your company. So basically, you broaden your ownership base. So people will come, so man go buy 1 million shares, so man buy 10 million shares, so man buy 1,000 shares, as the case may be. Okay. So if you look for maybe, say, 10 billion, you go, you float your shares at the stock exchange, you will raise that 10 billion there. The good thing about that 10 billion there, now, a cheap finance, what they basically mean is, you know, they pay interest per them.
The person will give the money in a part of the company.
They don't become part of this company now. You say, well, they can't buy shares in this company. Now, we say we can get part of these shares of this company. Rather. So you now, we need you 10 billion. After all things are done, you get your 10 billion, you issue certificates to each person where they invest.
Almost invest,
you understand, at the business. Then you get a certificate in the Olam.
So, almost like then kind of company as so then a Saloon where like don't give them organization or the institution them out say people can come and buy shares. Almost company we talk about
now. Well, at like present now you know so we get a Google Commercial Bank shares, we get the first discount out shares, we get the Commerce and Mortgage Company shares, the all in the market for sale. But also the other companies that right now what they chase right now, what they try to get them, let themselves can list. We get the likes of say Saloon Commercial Bank, NIC, the National Insurance Bank, the International Insurance Company. We get, you know, the number of companies
yeah,
and countries where they do well.
Okay.
So what would they try for do now as an exchange? Now for meet them people and they try for talk to them, try for basically campaign to them, let them see the benefits. We go back to the company and to the general public. If there's a company, then she has come.
You talk about three companies there right now because recently, Una just done a certificate for at least two companies them way na the first discount house and the Commerce and Mortgage Bank. But before now, na only one bank we been get, we been there na the stock exchange business. One go say, pan always Saloon get boku big business them, where they say interest. With the number of stock exchange brokers them within there, is that the business not that interested or not interest people them? What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, you see, the honest truth is, this thing we call stock exchange, not a new type of business, and also common na this part of the world. Yes, na a very good, a very functional, influential business in the West. You know, in Europe, the Americas, Asia, and some part of Africa, but now we on Sinai, and not so common. And that's very difficult for people to understand. You know, people don't say, if I put my money go go. You know, people don't too understand them. So in the past, we say, being as the stock exchange, we know we don't do serious campaign.
Okay, fine.
As we do now.
Yeah, well, that's why I go and ask you. Why? What you don't do as a parent company for me to say, people, we get money. We don't even know how for invest. And so man they get money, it's like open bar. So man they get money, it's like open. Till they before say inside 1 month, 2 months, the money all laundry.
All laundry.
They not go even get any
well,
profit.
As a company, what don't do we for, do for now, people, know, just yes. Like where me and you talk so right now, it's part of the plan. The plan we don't get now for sensitize the public. Let the general public then know say this type of business don't can us alone. And it can't for with tomorrow and by. It can't for can't help we. It can't for can't develop with business opportunities them. Strengthen we capital base them. You understand? And create mobilization of capital in the economy. Let Fambule know say, if you now are a small business, you want for start, you don't get money. Sometimes you go to the bank will help you, but the bank then condition is very, very difficult. The bank will ask, like, how to use book, like, how this collateral, how dandy, so many things they will ask you for. If you see, say, you know, before meet up, then kind of thing, and then you can put up your idea, contact the stockbroker, the first discount house and the capital discount house. You go to them, you explain the concept to them, then go put some ideas together for you in terms of developing a prospectus for you, and then go approach the stock exchange for like you can float your company.
We also understand, say, the selling stock exchange get planned like for list more company than like in the middle of 2017, for get more than 10 companies away for come inside and be part of the, you know, stock exchange business. That is business as well go. How would I plan for do that?
Well, to be honest with you, since the last year, we don't really engage nearly all the private companies in the country. You know, some of them, we don't go far with them. Some of them don't give them commitments. Them say, well, sometime in the year, they will get for list. Because you see, if a company come list, you get certain conditions that we need to fulfill. First and foremost, you need to be a public limited company. And most of the company organizers alone, are private companies. Maybe 2-3 people in country, they own their business. And they, although some of them, they thrive, that's true. But, you know, but before you cancel the stock exchange, you need to convert. So you convert to a public limited company.
Okay.
Do you understand it? So you get to fulfill all the criteria, then you get to get your audited account, your account get to be disclosed to the public. Mm-hmm. You understand it? So there are various criteria that you need to meet. So, but the point we're trying to make is we don't go far with them people in there, and so if they don't give them very firm commitment and say by end of March, we'd hope for list more companies. By end of September, we'd hope for list more companies. So by the time we get to December, we don't get probably maybe 10 or more companies that we will list at the exchange.
Okay. How this will impact the economy? Most of the talk recovery after Ebola, money no day better than the country. If we get more company than list at the stock exchange, how this go make the money day in the country?
One way we go help is that we get what we call capital mobilization, you understand, in the business world. It basically means more money will flow into the economy, because if foreign debt companies and they can list now we exchange now, and companies and they spring up and they register their companies, then there will be liquidity flow in the country. So you go remove that liquidity challenge, you understand it? And also me, you know, say any part of the world, outside stock exchange day, now they use for measure the barometer, what we call the standard of the economy. Okay. You understand?
The type
you
of know, the amount of money within inside the economy.
Within the flow, the type of how the economy they grow. Usually they can use the stock exchange as one mechanism, you understand, to measure the barometer, the economy, you understand? So the stock exchange basically, they help for stimulate capital growth. Not the economy, you understand? Because you see, we know, say, maybe you know, say, we see the road where governments they do, or they see government they build, various infrastructures. Then you see, you know, we use short term instruments like treasury bills, the loans from the bank for do their long term projects. And you need a long term capital instrument. For example, government can issue a 10-year bond. You understand it for undertake long term capital projects. Then, if imagine government raise maybe a 20 billion 10-year bond for maybe say 50 years, for example, there are people within the companies in the right in this country where you want to invest for the long term, so they will come take advantage of that and they will invest huge amount of money into that treasury, into that bond and the government will issue. And by the time we reach 50 years, government don't recall their money, then they don't recoup their money and they back able for pay off then, because people will invest. You understand? And say, for example, they were linked to Mashaka Road. If government, let's say, for example, government choose $15 million, you understand, in dollar for Fududa Road, for example, and that toll road, as we know, the road itself generates revenue. So if governments use short-term loan from bank for do that, by the time government they done the construction work, the money don't due for the government to pay back, and government don't get that money. But if government issue a 10-year, 15-year bond, by the time we reach to year 5, the road don't really generate revenue. Government go before repay the money then they back. You see, Namek would say it stimulates capital growth in the economy.
Okay. Lastly, we talk about international business and una country attract international business them now more the money go flow. How una plan for attract international business them for coming list now the stock exchange and saloon as way for boost the business?
Well, one way we try for do that, then for let we advertise the exchange at international media. For example,
we don't begin that.
We don't start. We work now for develop we website. So the aspirants, and for example, Ceylon and the way overseas can access the website and understand the type of businesses that were available in the country. And also, we intend for use other various international business engines like Bloomberg. We're a member of Bloomberg. You understand, and a financial database at the world. We then say we advertise with business to various international companies then. You know, and then we intend for use other various outlets then. For example, the various alone embassies then, put information at their respective websites then. So people can understand say yes, alone economy is growing and we are ready for business. Okay. You know.
Thank you very much for talking to the Democracy.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Jibril Cisse, na the business development officer na the Salon Stock Exchange, and if they talk to we own Abdullah Bla Usa, he say they don't put together plenty company them where he say they go out to the country in stock exchange, and self say this particular process they help for make the country in economy go continue for push. The program is still a listen to na midday show, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, I'm from Stock Exchange, we get to do with business and self out for grow back the country economy as they go inside tourism, as this particular sector itself get the chance and opportunity for help grow back the country economy. After about 1 year where they don't complete the new cultural village na mile 6, the Randin Holdings Limited don't hand over this village to the Ministry of Tourism and Cultural Affairs. Abidena, the cultural village na mile 6, outside the handing over being take place, and I talk with the Minister of Tourism, where say the building serve where say this building will serve as academy and safe cipher tap for people who get interest in the country in cultural and arts business. CDI Atunis, now the Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs.
This now the new home of the Sierra Leone dance troupe. We call on the cultural village. We don't talk about all this while in the media. We be done start this project about 8 months ago for construct a 40 apartment cultural village with a hall, multi-purpose hall. We have 3 of them, and then of course other facilities. The contractor done the work. We just come to make it come hand over the property to we, the ministry, so that we shall go report to His Excellency the President for eventually official commissioning of this building so that the occupants will come.
So, Minister, in terms of utilization of this building, na permanent home for people or na academy?
Well, both. Use them as a home for a particular set of cultural group, the dance troupe. And then they also get for be like a cultural training center. You understand, for people who are interested in different facets of culture and tradition, the one we're interested in weaving, the one we're interested in carving, you can come here. We use them as a training institute also for arts and culture. So both of them propose them they get for this app.
From statement then from the handing over, it seems as if you're satisfied with the structure.
Oh, yes. I mean, we don't go around. Of course, I don't ask for too much for the past 8 months. Anything I see, I tell them, then they change. And today, we don't come around. We now get for coming as a ministry, make sure the place is kept well, make sure, say, we clean them well before even in the official commissioning. We see say they do a good job, you know, and all of the things they would ask for so far, they're able to deliver, even beyond waiting within our project. Some of the things that they don't do now, we me personally ask them for do, some not within our project, but they do them. The work so far, you are very much satisfied. I even gladly, because I tell them also that they take into consideration the disability people with disabled, them are where they use wheelchair, they make ramp wheelchair accessible, they make special toilets and for people where they use wheelchair. So, plenty they all make are really, really glad.
Now, we'll go to the way we get for do with maintenance, because now one way very important when we talk about place like there was. So, how na intend for maintain this particular structure?
You're very correct. I mean, and that are one of my concern as we go around. That I make even after today, we get for ensure say we put proper security in here until the president commissioned this building. And also, I'd already tell me PS and the director of culture, we go put together a team. We get for the monitor this place regularly, and we get for also put together a maintenance team, because yeah, a lot of money don't come in to the structure. Also, government don't put aside funds for this place. Then our 2017 budget. So we get for also furnish this place well. So if we get for bring all of the furniture, the generator and other things, we get for put together a very good maintenance team for make people and first of all not misuse this place, and I want, and secondly we're able to keep them the way it is. So I know say difficult, but we get for put together a strong team, we get for ensure see that one day happen.
So waiting at the money we involve?
Well, financially, the arrangement for this project been kind of different. Not a project we will put money per directly as a government. Now being an agreement will happen, you know, in exchange of another land or property. We, you know, as part of that agreement, the contractor be decide say he will do this for the government of Sierra Leone. So financially, government not put really any money per this project. So now the contractor will be able to tell me how much money it all spend per this project also. But financially, government not spend.
The Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs, CDI Atunis, be they talk inside the interview there with me about the new cultural village where they already don't build a 6 mile. In this particular village, the Randling Holdings don't already hand over this particular building to the ministry. And the ministry, together with the government, they plan now for see how they go able for open this particular building for make people who get interest by art and culture go begin for utilize this particular structure. The program we still listen to Namide Show, and it come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sl, and self you can go live na Ready Democracy Facebook page. You go get with the, and the normal way you go send a text message to na 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Not forget for send your comments or question any of the things that we discuss inside the program this afternoon. I they continue with the program, and now I they go inside election preparedness, as plenty people, organization, and self political party them don't they prepare for the 2018 election. As the 2018 election they come near, we don't see plenty political party them they prepare themselves for take part in the election. Say we so people only form new political party them for take part inside this election. And one part them political party here, now the National Progressive Democrats, we just get provisional certificate from PPRC. James Fode Mamisuma, now the membership and policy coordinator for this party, and he talk more with Wion Ahmed Cisse inside this interview. Also, he begin for talk about the party and self waiting they stand for.
When we begin at the Sierra Leone Policy Watch, I realize see, people that we don't work for the World Bank, IMF, we're not alone at the main interest, so they not follow the dictates of the World Bank and IMF, but they get the knowledge of waiting at the mindset and the thinking processes within the institution and this. people that will work in the universities, them we don't work for the other governments in this country and other countries around the world. Sierra Leoneans are the table. When we come together, we don't put ideas on education, we don't put ideas on anti-corruption, we don't put ideas on mining policy. We realize see, the government in power not interested in the ideas. So they're not going to pay attention. So Chidoma realizing, you know what, realizing that two team politicians they listen to. When you pose a threat to the financial base, if I money, if I get money, the second reason area where politicians they listen to, when you threaten in power base, when you realize it, it's how they get power. You don't pose a threat, so that's how you will pay attention. When I come to the conclusion, say, that's not the key thing that we make politicians pay attention and able to fix the country's problem, then I decide to look into the idea of establishing a political party. So I get a couple of other people and Sierra Leoneans of like minds. We come together. We decide to establish what we call the National Progressive Democrat. Now, what do we get in mind with respect to this party? We want to make sure that this party is different from all political parties that exist in the past. We want to make sure that our party will not to one person get them, not to a group of people and get them, but that the entire nation get them.
Let me look at the political landscape in the country. You know, over the years, people don't see parties don't come with it, see that they can't provide alternatives to the APC or the SLVP. But at the end of the day, we see their party in order to stand the test of time. And plenty of people don't begin for things, see, that the APC and SLVP are the only two political parties they will get in that salon. And you previously don't say when a party different from all other political parties them. What you go do for make sure say when an only can contest one election and disappear?
First of all, we decide to make a party different by the objective we use for establish the party. If you listen to the name of the party, we call them the National Progressive Democrat, NPD. The focus on national interest. One thing we don't commit ourselves to is this. In everything where we put we name to, whether not a bill we represent in a parliament, whether not a foreign policy we append with signature to, whether not a treaty or agreement we sign with any other government or institution, we examine and foresee that, say, this document we sign, is it in the national interest of Sierra Leone? So that we will protect and promote the national interest of Sierra Leone, both within Sierra Leone and outside Sierra Leone. Any Sawe Saloni mentioned the National Progressive Democrat Day for protecting him of an interest of Sierra Leone. Progress. Why we name them progress? Because we want to see that, say, irrespective of what thing we do, let them measure we based on the level of progress we will bring in the lives of the average Sierra Leonean. And when we talk about progress and the life of the average Sierra Leonean, we know they talk about people and say, oh, the low economy don't grow, but 90% of the economy in a foreign hand is real. We talk about the life of the average Sierra Leonean from the village level to the town and to the cities and the entire nation as a whole. So the focus in terms of national development, we want to see that if you get shop when I gas station, na Pujaun. We try to make sure say, we help and make sure that Saloman get them. We see pharmacy, na Makeni, we want to make sure that Saloman and the Honda pharmacy. If you see any kind of factory or whatever, we want to make sure say, and provide the necessary support for see that the progress we talk about, it is progress in the lives of the average Sierra Leonean. We call them Democrats. We call them Democrats because we want to hold ourselves responsible for respecting the democratic principles and the democratic rights of the average Sierra Leonean.
On a feel say, on a will stand the test of time?
Absolutely, we will stand the test of time. I'll tell you how and why. First of all, let's explain why the other parties the way exist before we fail and why we go succeed. Now, four things make them fail. The reason number one, the people that were established their old party today, now people that were have been part and parcel of the old establishment. All man we know say, then they need a APC and SLPP yesterday. They come on there because they're not happy with what's happening and boom, they don't can. So not to different sound, they're not providing any alternative to the people. If you name PDP, for instance, all man knows in a Northern Party. If you name PMDC, all man knows in a Southeastern Party. So when they establish the party them also, the party them is regionally based. We don't party not answer. Secondly, we people that will form this party, not the people that will be in the hierarchy of APC and SLPP yesterday. The third reason why make them party and they fail, they will make you succeed. The internal structure, in other words, the party in your leadership structure itself. Now, party and yesterday party there, now party that way, the people that will form and they control and dictate what they happen within the party. No democratic peace will not even exist. So, in other words, you will not sacrifice. You pay the penny, you don't sacrifice your time, you don't sacrifice all the way they put. You say, I can't join this party. You say, I can't help for saving the country from the hands of the greedy politician where they control the peace and SLTP. We join the alternative party. Then you realize that you will join the party in other voice. Now we form the party, and nobody dictates all things. And I make them party and they say, we own party because of the obligation where we get for respect democratic principle, every decision we make. As you join the party, you don't become owner of the party.
When I own party, not get no sound, I will say, now we stronghold it. Now we have to see at the end of the day, people and go vote away from.
No, we own party now, national base. Every region of the country is covered.
How much people know about this party existence since we don't get a provisional certificate from PPRC?
Well, we don't have a provisional certificate, of course, from PPRC. We are different. We are very methodological in terms of the way we approach things. We realize here, the only way where a party go relevant, now when that party they get ideas in terms of how to solve problems. So we not go just come and don't say party. We not want to just sell the name. We want to sell the ideas and where we know say we go for bring come for solve the problems of the people of Sierra Leone. So we take them out of the state of decadence where they live from, the poverty where they suffer, the sickness where they suffer, the abuse where they suffer. That's not the issue where NPD but and I make we take with them and strategically make sure say before we come out publicly, we don't get the idea then ready and put forward.
Well, that now be the voice of James Fode Mamisuma, and in at the membership and policy coordinator for the National Progressive Democrats Party, where in a new party where just don't get provisional certificate from PPRC. And this party they around now and then say then get focused for take part in the 2018 election. Well, that now be online interview where it do with Wion Ahmed Cisse. The program they continue and now not time for music inside the program.
Yes, sir.
Inside this country, we get different political parties, but we know. And they all get their aims and their objectives. Some na for fight for the power,
ruling and opposition.
Some na for the run after power,
that's a third force.
And some them na for support to that they na power.
Vuvuzela.
And when you want for enjoy them, just tune your radio. You go hear the drama. We man them the 20 drama.
Na FMS and all points.
I keep in a party, me say every. For all the politicians, me say right down there. The party keep well, the party keep jam.
Can't see them.
The top talking plenty and the shocking one.
So argument.
Pulling party keep day. Opposition they safe today day.
I tell you.
Third force keep day. Vuvuzela they safe today day.
Oh.
This now we party. Political party. For all the politicians, me say right down there. Because I want to make them know say.
Yes, indeed, and have the music title, Na Politics Don't Put We BN. And it will come out from the same artist we do for with the first music inside the program, Kingfisher. I they continue with the program, and some text message don't come inside. This one, they say, thanks very much to CCYA and Search for Common Grounds for that support to the rural women. It come out from Agnes. And this other one, they say, another new party. Oh, Salon, how this 2018 election go get for Talek? We go enjoy the fun. It come out from Bintu Keta. This other way don't come inside the program, they say. This other way don't come inside the program, they say. CCYA don't they do well for youth them and serve other young people in the country. Congratulations to them, and I hope say them go continue for monitor the project so that the woman here go able for utilize the couple well. The texter not send in name. This other one on the youth village, they say, Mr. Minister, how can I be part and parcel of this particular village? Because I have interest on cultural music. He say it a text from Grafton, but the text are not send in name. And this other one we don't come inside the program on the same cultural village, they say, I want to be part of this particular village, but I've tried so many times to be part of the one at Aberdeen, but no way. How can I access the ministry, or if there is any form so that I will buy and get access to this particular village? It will come out from Peter to Rain. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say 40 rooms for over thousands of people that are interested in art and culture. Oh, Mama Saloon, I'm not too sure if this particular village will be able to accommodate we all. Well, I they ask that whosoever, if you get more comments or questions on this particular issue, una for go na the ministry. I think that will be the best place for me to be able to answer to una question them. And again, the one we get for do with the politics, this one, so they say, Ego Betele Saloon get new party because we tire same political party, same people all the time. We not even know who that we go consider come 2018. And I hope say this particular party where they come so go be, the text are not saying name. Well, from their text message, and they will continue with the program, the show. And they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And now, as they go inside Kailaun District, as part of government in priority, now for make ministry and agency, then devolve some of them function them to the local council them, and self open office them, we go make people access their office and decide them within day. This don't make the Saloon Road Safety Authority, SLRSA, don't go open the number 9 sub-regional office in Kailaun District. And this go make people na this side able for the register motor car, bike, and other one them we get for do it registration. We on Suleiman Storm Koruma bidin a Kailaun, who said this opening ceremony will take place and send in this report.
To give license to drivers and for test them and make sure say they're professional before then they give them license.
That's na Leonard Balogun Koroma, Minister of Transport and Aviation. Be they talk about the work of the SLRSA as it be they open the sub-office of SLRSA we will serve the people of Kailaun District. Where it be they talk about waiting the law say for let people license the motocade and self get license the time they waiting they drive. Reverend Michael Samura, when at the board chairman for the Sierra Leone Road Safety Authority, say all driver and riders them for abide to waiting this law say.
Everybody, when they drive motorcar for their license, when they ride bike for their license, and it's fine for let we go by that law day, so that we go stand tall.
For make people see developments in the community, then can be happy, especially the one the way they head them. For this make, the Member of Parliament for Constituency 001, Honorable Tengbe, tell in people them about the importance of waiting make them for license, and self ask the Saloon Road Safety Authority for open more office them na in district, especially na the border area.
That license na you permit for make you work and treat. That license na in the show say you qualify for drive, for ride bike. Madam Evie, we tell you plenty thank you for the initiative. Let God help you when you do more. We go and make you go open for we want na kwendo. Na the border under.
Inside in your talk, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Kaikai, say, in government in plan, now for make sure, say, development, they all sign na the country. And this, now just one party plenty thing, where the president don't do for the people of Kailaun District.
Open I am today, then I just, one of the things that we President Koroma promise you, that the government could be the government.
who will bring governance and everything close to the people. That's not a picture no more. All things will be or Kenema or McKinney, but it will bring an Akailan self so that the people them.
Well, that's Nabi, the Minister of Local Government. Maya Kaikai be the end that report the way Suleiman Storm Kuruma do for we inside the program as the Sierra Leone Road Authority don't go open new office in Kailaun District. Well, from that report today, we do go inside with history and Wellbody Corner and bring you updates where get forward with history, sports, and health issue.
Welcome you to another edition of History Corner. This day, 1948, Mohandas Jahi, when I been the political and spiritual leader of the India Independence Movement, then be killam inside hidden fanatic. Inside this day, 1781, Maryland may be the 13th final state for make they rectify the Article of Confederation after we them give them deadline by the Congress inside March 10, 1780. This day, 1816, Union General Natalie Bang been born inside Walton and in the political general inside the military. This day, 2000, Kenya Airway Airbus been crashed after we in be take off na the Atlantic Ocean and at 10 people them been die and 179 been survive. That na me history corner. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy and me we bring this edition to you. My name is Usman Kamara.
Well, from that history corner day, we dey go now to Wellbody Corner.
We dey come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Inside the Wellbody Corner today, we go talk about five reasons why make cleanliness important to your Wellbody. One, where you dey practice for the clean always, good for your Wellbody. One, as it will make you not get them bad sick them, we go and bug in your Wellbody. A very important for make parents them go to teach them picking their habits here. For they wash their hand before they eat every day, for they brush their teeth and wash every day, and also for they keep them surrounding clean, as it good for their Wellbody. One, some pandy reason them why make important for make you be clean always. Now, it help for prevent make you not get them bad sick them, like malaria, chicken pox and cold. Go they keep you surrounding clean so that the insects them no go give you them bad sick. When you clean all them, it go help make you not stress or worry about nothing. And also when you clean all them, it good for your personal hygiene as it go make you not get them skin rash or hair dandruff. Now for always maintain cleanliness that you host, workplace, road and public place. For make you go get a healthy surrounding so that you no go get them bad sick them when go and bug in your Wellbody. One, as Wellbody na gently. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Wellbody Corner. We will meet you tomorrow with me, Princess Pierce.
Well, from we Wellbody Corner and History Corner, I also the program midday show go left you today, Monday, January 30, 2017. Plenty thanks to all my colleagues there. We don't go around and get the material for the program. To my producer, Alex Lawrence Koroma, and self to the man with the behind the machine, Parkinson Otis Thomas. Mena Fatima Sise, we present the program midday show today, Monday, January 30, 2017. Tata and stay blessed as we just start the week.